The church has become a scam. The church of the 21st century have been a scam. Now, I'm not talking about individual. I'm talking about the prosperity churches. The church of the 21st century is a scam. I'm talking about pastors that make the tithing a profit to drive in luxurious cars, live in luxurious home. Amen. They have school teaching the Bible and profiting in large houses, big cars, and living luxurious. My friend, we are not reading the Bible. We are not interpreting the Bible. Because in the New Testament, the Bible tells us, be careful about money. That's why I say, listen, I'm saying to you, to those that's listening, I'm telling you, the church have become a scam. I said it. The church have become a scam. And the reason why the church become a scam, because there are people, there are pastors that live like rock stars. There are pastors that are living like celebrities. And the Bible have told us about money. What the Bible say about money? The Bible say, hey, glory to God. This is what the Bible say. The Bible say, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Which while men covet after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows. But listen, the warning, glory to God, that God told, that Paul told Timothy. He told Timothy, if you are a true man of God, listen, the requirement of a true man of God, he say, but thou, O man of God, flee from these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. This is a requirement, amen, of a true church. But if your church fall into filthy lurker's sake, the church of the 21st century is a scam. I said it. Look at your pastor. Your pastor is a rock star. Your pastor is a celebrity. And the Bible talk about, listen, the Bible talk about the shepherd. And the Bible talk about a hireling. Amen. But nowadays, we have the hireling in the church. What is a hireling? A hireling is a pay preacher. Amen. What does the hireling does? The hireling, hey, glory to God, he just come in just to live off of the sheep. And listen to what the Bible say. The Bible say, hey, glory to God, the church is a scam. Why is a scam, preacher? Because the Bible talk about the good shepherd and the hireling. And anytime you are preaching for money, you are a hireling. You are a paid preacher. But a good shepherd is a shepherd after God's own heart. He don't concern about the bling blings. He don't concern about the fancy cars, the big homes. Hey, glory to God, the money suits. The Bible say Solomon was not rare like none of these. But the Bible talk about the good shepherd and the hireling. And the Bible say, glory to God, that hallelujah. Let's say St. John, the 10th chapter, verse 11. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth life for the sheep. So Jesus say, if you're going to be a good shepherd, if you're going to be a pastor of a church, I want you to be a good shepherd. I want you to take care of God's sheep. I don't want you to have Ponzi scheme. I don't want you to pay to think people can you paying tithes and offering, because if you don't pay tithes and offering, you are cursed with a curse. Amen. They nowhere in the New Testament it talk about tithes and offering. The church has become a scam. Amen. It's become a scam because we have hirelings in the church. Well, I say we have hireling. What is a hireling? Glory to God. In verse 12, it say, but he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not, seeing the wolf coming. Now, what a wolf? A wolf is a false teacher, a false prophet, a false pastor. Amen. Coming and leaving the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scatter the sheep. So what the Bible saying, amen, that a hireling is not going to protect you unless you're paying him. Because he saw the wolf coming. He saw the false prophet coming. And what he do? He flee because he haven't got enough money to protect you. Amen. And verse 13 say, the hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. But Jesus Christ say, I am the good shepherd and am known my sheep, and I am known of mine. So I'm saying to you, my friend, the church is a scam. It's a scam while you, your pastor, living like a rock star. It's a scam because your pastor living like a celebrity. Your pastor is not a good shepherd, because a good shepherd, he's not a peacock. The Bible say, hallelujah, Solomon was not rare like none of these. Solomon, even though Solomon was rich, Solomon was not flamboyant. Solomon was not a peacock. Amen. And anytime you become a rock star, anytime your church has become a showcase, look at the churches that do things that's not of the word of God. I seen this church, hey, glory to God, and they was doing everything like the world. They bring rock band in the church. They bring poles in the church. Amen. They bring in Kirk Franklin in the church. Kirk Franklin is not a Christian. Tribbett is not a Christian. Amen. And I'm saying this, my friend, because we live in a time right now that the Bible say, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So those churches are not built on the rock. Those churches are built on the sand. Those churches have become a worldly church. And the reason why I'm saying the church is a worldly church, because if you look at the seventh church in glory to God, Laodicea. The church in Laodicea, the seventh church, is a church of the world. This church, amen, have become a church that is scam. And the reason why the church is scam, because Jesus Christ say, listen what Jesus Christ talk about. Jesus Christ talk about this church. He talk about this church, my friend. And he say, listen what I say. I'm talking about in Revelation, the third chapter. Amen. Revelation, the third chapter. And he say, unto the angel of the church of Laodicea write, these things, amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you're neither cold nor hot. I would you was cold or hot. So when you're cold, you're solid. When you're hot, you're on fire. So then, because thou art lukewarm, you are straddling the fence. You have one foot in the world and one foot in the church. That means you're dancing with devils and you're dancing with God. And the Bible says you can't serve two masters. You will love the one and hate the other one. You can't serve God and mammon. Anytime your church, hey, glory to God, is about money. And like these, pastors, hey, like Joyce Myers, she is, hey, glory to God. She's not a woman of God. She's a woman of wealth. Amen. She's a warlock. Juanita Biner. Amen. All these women pastors and men pastors, T.D. Snakes, T.D. Jakes, Joe Osteen, Cref O'Penny, Cref O'Dollar. Church had become a scam. Look at the bishop, the pastor in South America. They are in the church. They are in the seventh church because the church is like a stage. It's no more altar. It's about stage now. The same church in South Africa, he have a show where this man was in a casket and it was acting. This man wasn't dead. It was all acting. You don't need to act in the house of God. God raised the dead. God opened a blind eye. But this man put on a stage. Church is a scam. And the reason why church is a scam, because Jesus Christ say, so then because thou lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I'm going to spit you out of my... God said, I'm going to vomit these churches. And the reason I'm going to vomit these churches, because, listen, verse 17, because thou says I'm rich and increased with good and have need of nothing, I know that thou art neither, thou art wretched. You are wretched. God said, you are wretched. You are miserable. Even all the wealth you have, you are miserable. You are poor. You are blind. And you are naked. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, the Bible says you are naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold in the fire that thou mayest rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And I know that I would ask thou that thou mayest see. He's saying that. And this right here is saying that the church is a scam because, listen, this church has Jesus on the outside. Anytime you are bringing the world in the church and you're not concerned about salvation, God is not in there. Anytime they know altar call, anytime they know wages of sin is death. Listen, my friend, if you go into a church, the church ought to preach on three things. The penalty, amen. Now, the problem, the penalty, and the promise. The Bible say, my friend, we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's the problem. Amen. And the penalty is the wages of sin is death. And the promise is, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the promise. But if a church, if you go into a church and the church don't say it's a problem, hey, glory to God, and it's a penalty and a promise, you in a church that God ain't in, and the church become a scam. Amen. Hey, glory to God. Your church is a scam. Excuse me. If they no altar call, if they no preaching of the sin, salvation, and Satan, hallelujah, and the Savior, your church is a scam. Church is a scam. And the Bible say, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. And Jesus Christ saying, to get out of this scam church. If you're in a scam church, it's time for you to get out. And the reason why you should get out, because the Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come unto him and will sup with him and he with me. So God is knocking. If you are listening to this and you're in a scam church, and you have not invited Jesus Christ in your life, you are a scam. You go into a church that is scam, because if you're not saved, you're in a scam church. If they don't preach salvation, you're in a scam church. If it's all about works, you're in a scam church. If you die today, where will you spend eternity? If you don't know, you're in a scam church. Churches are scam. And the reason why the church are scammed, because your pastor is a hireling. Your pastor is not a good shepherd. If your pastor is living like the Beazels, Amen. If he living like a millionaire, if he living his glory to God like going to Hollywood, amen. If your pastor, hey, glory to God, he's like, I'm not going to say Solomon. He's all flamboyant. He's a rock star. He's a celebrity. He's a mason. He's a secret society. You in a scam church. That's a problem we have in Christendom. The churches have become scam. The church is about a show. It's not about a savior. This church is about a demon. It's not about deliverance. This church is about a mess. It's not about a message. I'm saying to you, let's listen to this, my friend. The church that you are in, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and if there are no changes in your life, If you doubt today where we spend eternity, you've been going to a scam church. Because if you've been going to church and you are sure about your salvation, that's a good church. But if you in doubt of your salvation, you're in a scam church. The church is scam. The church is a church of Satan. You are listening to a witch. You listen to a man that practices witchcraft. He practicing manipulation. He practicing domination. Because anytime a church going to threaten you, if you don't pay tithes and offering, you can't sing in a choir. You can't be an usher no more. You can't do certain things in church. If a church call you for missing tithes and offering, you in a scam church. Because tithing ain't got nothing to do with money. You can give an offering, but tithing is of the Old Testament. Let your pastor go to work. Peter was a fisher. Paul was a tent maker. And Luke was a physician. But if your pastor don't have no job, he's a hireling. You're paying him for preach. You're paying him to preach. I understand, my friend. Listen, understand the Bible says, don't us the ox that thread out the wheat. But if your pastor is dependent on your tithe and your offering to make him live in a big home, a big house, and drive a nice car, and his family don't have to work because the tithe and offering. I went to a church, and the pastor's son breed every woman that he know. And this man's son didn't work. And he just laid around. And the father is paying for these women. And I'm saying to you, my tithes and offering was financing his sexual promiscuities. Church has become a business. And the church ought not to be a business. The church ought to be a place where we go. The Bible says, my house shall make a house of prayer, but you'll make it a den of thieves. When Jesus Christ went through, he glory to God, he got a whip and he chased them out. You know why? They were selling the house of God. Anytime you have book sales, and anytime you're selling food in the church, it's a scam. Your church is a scam. Amen. Come on. You go to a church is a scam. Like the church of Laodicea. The church of Laodicea. Jesus Christ said, verse 20. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Some of the church don't have God on the inside. Your pastor is a rapist. Your pastor is a pervert. Your pastor is a homosexual. And you listen to him every Sunday rather than praying for him and saying that, I don't mean no harm, pastor. But I gotta leave this church because I'm in a scam church. Church, listen, if your pastor's a millionaire, you're in a scam church. Because the Bible say, they that are rich fall into diverse temptation. If your pastor is a mason, your church is scam. Amen. And in this series, my friend, I'm going to show you why your church is a scam. Churches are scam. In the 21st century, churches about business. It's not about business for soul. If your church don't have no outreach, it's a scam. If a church don't have a institute for shelters and a food bank, and come on now, we supposed to help those that I need. That's not a government job. But church is a scam. So the reason why the church have become a scam, because we look at the prosperity pastors. Pastors that are not working. They live off a tithe and offering. Now, let me say that. I used to go to this church. I'm not going to call the name. And so what happened? A bad thing that happened to me. I got evicted out of my house. And I went to my pastor. And I told the pastor, I need help. And so the church have raised a whole lot of money for my family. And rather the pastor using that money that he have raised, he put that money straight in the church bank account. Even though I never saw any of the money. So what he did, every furniture we have came from Value Village. Everything that was given to us was trash. Well, now when I say, now a lot of people might say, oh, you're ungrateful. No, I'm saying it's the principle. If the church had raised money for this family to be come back to life, because remember, I got put out. I was evicted. Everything was outdoors. I don't think we saved anything. The only thing we saved was a few clothes, but all my furniture was gone. And so the pastor heard about this, and the pastor took up. I heard he put about probably half a million dollars, or probably less. And one of the ladies that was in the church said that he supposed to put some of the money in the bank account for me, and teach me how to spend money, how to use money, and all that stuff, right? But I never saw that money. I never saw none of that money. And the way the pastor treated me, he treated me like trash. Let me give you a prime example. I went there just to collect the keys from the pastor. And the pastor said, what else? He hollered at me right in front of people and said, what else you want me to do for you? And I said, no, pastor, I just came for the keys. And he treated me. It was a lady that was taking care of every time that I would get paid. She would give me money for spending. And the situation was terrible. And I'm saying this also, that the church I was going to, they have a food bank. They have clothes. They have a clothing bouquet. And the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So what God gives was best. God didn't give mess. God give the best. So if you're gonna give food, because remember, people was paying tithes and offering. So when a person don't have no food, and they have a store that they have was called Heavenly Store. But in the Heavenly Store, it was out of date products. Amen. So if you are taking tithes and offering now, you're supposed to give people the best. You're supposed to feed the community. You're not supposed to give people mess. If you want to give somebody some clothes, don't give them clothes that you wouldn't wear. And that's why I say church is a scam, because now, not all churches now, don't get me wrong, but the church of the 21st century is all about money. It's not about a message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. As I mentioned before, so continuous church. This church and the first church, let's talk about the first church. The first church I went to, the pastor was a pimp. The pastor was married 4 times. And the pastor was not concerned about soul. He concerned about beautifying the Ephesus. He concerned about every day, every year, every month. He trying to beautify the church. And I'm thinking to myself, why this man is beautifying the church so much and we're not going out for souls? We're not doing no outreach. The only thing this man want to do is to make the church look beautiful. I mean, the building look beautiful, but he wasn't going out and reaching soul for the kingdom of God. It was two of us. Me and his sister went out in the community to pass tracts and witness to people, but that was it. And the only thing we do, we wash cars on Saturdays, and we have a big sales. And it was just to pay off the church. But I'm saying, why would you have a church pay off when there are no souls coming in? Hey, glory to God for the kingdom of God. People was dying. People was dying of drugs and because it was a drug community. So the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And there wasn't praying for no laborers. That's why I say church is a scam. We ought to, listen, the church ought to be what Jesus Christ have preached. Amen. When Jesus was preaching in St. John, the 4th chapter. Amen. How Jesus was at the well with the woman that was at the well. And disciples asked Jesus, I thought you had something to eat. He said, my meat is due to keep the work of my Father. And I'm saying this to tell people that the church has become a scam. That's the first church I went to. So the first pastor, he wanted to make the church be a beautiful Ephesus. But he never concerned about souls. The second thing that he had a marital problem. He'd been married 4 times. Amen. So he had no structure of the Bible saying that a husband of one wife. It is a husband of many wives. He was trying to be like Solomon. Amen. Paul said the requirement of a bishop must be a husband of one wife. That's why I say the church has become a fraud. The church has become a scam. And the reason why, because we're not preaching, we're not reaching, we're not teaching. When Paul said, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. But it's the first pastor. Amen. That's the first pastor. He said on the pulpit, I want to be like Elizabeth Taylor. When he married a girl that was 24 years old and he was in his 50s, the girl said, I want to go back to my husband. And she went back to her husband. And he got married. The pastor got married to another woman. And after he died, the wife died, and he dies down the road in pain. In a second church I went to, this church was full of homosexuals. Amen. I felt like Lot in this church. And that's a church I mentioned earlier in a few minutes that this church had helped me when I got put out. But the pastor lied. He's still on the pulpit saying that he's going to put some of the money in my bank account and then teach me, put me in a class where I could be taught about money. But when he did, he bought a furniture from the thrift stores, and we never saw none of that money. I don't even think my family had new clothes from the money to take up in the church. All that money went to the church. And imagine this church, this pastor, he live in a large house. He drive a Mercedes Benz. His daughter drive a Mercedes Benz. His son breeds so many women in church, and he not even working. Now, I don't know if he's working, but he wasn't working. So I'm saying to people, the church, and I've been in church for over 30 plus years, the church has become a scam. Because if we are following Jesus, if we are following Paul, we're not following neither our Jesus, because when Jesus came to town, and we were riding through Jerusalem, he ride on an ass. He said, foxes have hole, and the bird of the foxes have hole, and the bird have the nest, but the Son of Man have nowhere to lay his head. Jesus Christ didn't have a home. Amen. But the way these pastors are living, they're living right like rock stars. They living like celebrities. And if I'm telling you, if you don't have no outreach in your ministry, and if you're listening to this, and if your church don't have no outreach. So one of the reasons why I say that the church has become a scam, because here this pastor in South Africa, his name is Al Lacow, net worth estimate $1 billion. Now this pastor have a church called the Hallelujah Ministry International, and when he comes in the church, he have a entourage of cars. That means that the police that's in South Africa escort him to church. And when he come to church, he's got a red carpet, and they bow to him. They bow to this pastor like he's God. And this ministry that called the Hallelujah Ministry, what they do, they stage things. They coerce people. Amen. These people pretend to have deliverance, and deep down, before they go to church or before they present this pastor, rehearse these people. I'm talking about the church is a scam. And the reason why they're a scam, because people allow the scam that's on them. Al Lacow is a billionaire. People all over the world send them money. And this other pastor, Brazilian, he's $1.2 billion. His name is Ed Madaudu. Estimate $1.2 billion. And listen, my friend, that's what I'm telling people. Your church you go to, your pastor might not be a millionaire, but He might be a mason. He might be a masonry. I'm saying to you, your church, this other pastor, he's a Brazilian. He's $350 million. Santiago. His name is Santiago. A Brazilian pastor. He's $350 million. No, that Kenneth Copeland network is $300 million. Shepherd Bajar, he's $150 million.
He's a multifaceted individual, recognized as an author, motivational speaker, and an entrepreneur. 150 million dollars. There's another one named David Apokpo. He's $150 million, Nigerian pastor. Chris Alomi is $125 million. This other Brazilian pastor, he's $125 million. Pat Robinson, $120 million. Joel Osteen estimated $100 million. The church has become a scam. They're scamming people out of their money. They're scamming people their tithes and offering. And I tell people, if your church is not having an outreach, if it's not reaching the poor, it's not reaching out a community with the gospel, they are a scam. And all these pastors, come on now, they're not going to heaven. And the reason why they're not going to heaven, because they're preaching another gospel. They're preaching a gospel of wealth. They're preaching a gospel, and half of those pastors that are billionaires and billionaires, wake up, people.
In the world, please like and subscribe. Number 10, Joseph Prince. He has a net worth of $5 million. Joseph Prince leads New Creation Church and generates income through book sales and his media ministry. He has been a pastor for several decades, and New Creation Church is one of the largest churches in Singapore. Number 9, T.D. Jakes. He has a net worth of $20 million. T.D. Jakes accumulates wealth through books, movies, and his megachurch, The Potter's House. He started his preaching career in the early 1980s and leads one of the most prominent megachurches in Dallas. Number 8, Creflo Dollar. He has a net worth of $27 million. Creflo Dollar's wealth is generated through World Changers Church International, book sales, and media presence. He began his ministry in the 1980s and presides over World Changers Church, which has a significant following. Number 7, Enoch Attaboy. He has a net worth of $39 million. Enoch Attaboy's income is connected to his leadership of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, RCCG. He has been a pastor for many years, and RCCG has millions of members worldwide. Number 6. Stephen Furtick Jr. He has a net worth of $55 million. Stephen Furtick Jr. is an evangelical Christian pastor, author, and songwriter of the Elevation Worship Group based in North Carolina. The popular group received nominations for the GMA Dove in 2021 and the Grammy Awards in November 2022. Number 5, Chris Oyakhilome. He has a net worth of $60 million. Chris Oyakhilome's finances are primarily from his leadership of Christ Embassy, which encompasses publishing and television ministry. He has been preaching for several decades and has a substantial global following. Number 4, Benny Hinn. He has a net worth of $70 million. Benny Hinn's income primarily comes from his evangelistic crusades, television broadcasts, and donations. He's been a preacher for several decades and holds large events worldwide. Number 3, Joel Osteen. He has a net worth of $100 million. Joel Osteen's earnings come from his Lakewood Church, books, and media appearances. He took over as pastor of Lakewood Church in 1999 and leads one of the largest churches in the United States, located in Houston, number 2. David Oyedepo. He has a net worth of $200 million. David Oyedepo's income is generated through his Living Faith World Outreach Ministry, which includes publishing, education, and real estate ventures. He's been a pastor for several decades and presides over the Faith Tabernacle in Nigeria, one of the largest church buildings in the world. Number one, Kenneth Copeland. He has a net worth of $750 million. Kenneth Copeland makes his money through his ministry, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, which includes books, television broadcasts, and donations. He's been preaching for over 50 years and leads the Eagle Mountain International Church in Texas. Top 10 richest
This is the reason why I say that church is a scam, because all these rich pastors, and we have still poverty in America. Now, I'm not saying that poverty can be solved by these rich pastors, but I'm saying that if these pastors does not have an outreach ministry, I mean food bank, I mean place for temporary dwelling to get these people back on their feet that lost their homes and or lost their apartments or lost their job and they end up in the street, and if the church is not providing these need for the poor, see, poverty is not the government problem. Poverty is the church problem. The church, because one of the reasons why I say this, my friend, because I can read a verse in the Bible, and the verse in the Bible, it tells us that we ought to take care of the poor. Yes, we ought to take care of the poor. And one of the main reason I'm saying this, because the Bible say, my friend, hey, glory to God, you say, let's say verse 35, for I was hungry and he gave me meat. I was thirsty and he gave me drink. I was a stranger and he took me in. Naked and he clothed me. I was sick and he visited me. I was in prison and he came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer, saying, Lord, when saw we thee hungry and he fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and he took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as he done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, he cursed in the everlasting, prepared for the devil and his angel. For I was hungry and he gave me no meat. I was thirsty and he gave me no drink. I was a stranger and he took me not in, and clothed me not. Sick and in prison, and he visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee with thee hunger, or thirst, or stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as he did the least of these my brethren, he did it unto me. And he shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. So I'm saying that if these rich pastors in the world are not given to the poor and needy, they are scamming the people that's in the church. Because if a person been put out, the church ought to come to their need. If a person gas or light been turned off, the church need a company. If you go to a church to ask a church to do this for you, and you've been paying tithes and offerings, you should find your new church. That's why I say church is a scam. And the reason why it's a scam, because of these rich pastors, they're not following the footsteps of Jesus. They're not even following the footsteps of Solomon. But most of all, they're not following the footsteps of Paul. Amen.
Pastors in the world, Kenneth Copeland, Joel Osteen, and Pat Robertson, are worth a combined $2.5 billion. These preachers live in mega mansions and fly in private jets. But how did they get so rich?
They all preach the prosperity gospel, which says that God will reward you with material wealth if you have enough faith and donate to their church. Critics say it's a scam that exploits the vulnerable by promising them financial success if they donate to the church. These preachers have taken it to another level by selling miracle water and hosting healing services where they claim that people can be cured of cancer and blindness. But none of these claims have been verified, and there's no proof that their church has ever donated any money to charity. The top three richest...
Lukau is an extremely popular pastor in South Africa. He has a big following because, according to some of his parishioners, he has the ability to heal any kind of illness. That, and he's able to resurrect people while having a lifestyle like a rapper. Lukau is known for his extravagant lifestyle with cars ranging from Bentleys to Rolls Royces. Lukau started his ministry in February of 2002 in Johannesburg, South Africa. Alf Lukau is the general overseer of Alleluia Ministries International, and he's supposedly worth $1 billion. This is the same guy who preaches to his parishioners to tithe at least 10%, no matter the income level. Before he arrives for church, police officers lead a convoy on a traffic-free road. Thousands of people are lined up on the street, waiting to hear Lukau speak. Lukau goes to church in a presidential-style convoy. He'll show up from inside a Rolls Royce with another 10 cars riding behind. Number 2, Joyce Meyer. Joyce Meyer is a TV preacher and president of Joyce Meyer Ministries. She leads an opulent lifestyle filled with fancy homes and expensive cars. Meyer is another person who preaches prosperity gospel. She tells her audience that if they give to her ministry, God will bless them with their own financial rewards. Back in 2003, the St. Louis Dispatch newspaper piece detailed Meyer's luxurious lifestyle. At that time, the ministry pulled in $8 million a month, but spent only a tenth of that on charitable works. The rest of the money was used in some interesting ways. The paper found that Meyer's $20 million headquarters has the look and feel of a luxury resort hotel. Local tax officials, in an unsuccessful attempt to get the building on the tax roll, conducted an inventory of the building's contents. The tax assessor's report found that the building contains artwork, furniture, glassware, and equipment worth $5.7 million. This includes a $23,000 toilet. Since 1999, the ministry has bought 5 homes for Meyer and her 4 children. The collective value of the homes is at least $4 million. Meyer and her husband live in a 10,000-square-foot Cape Cod-style home with a garage that can hold 8 cars. The ministry pays for upkeep on all of the houses. Meyer called the homes a good investment for the ministry and said that the ministry bears the cost of upkeep and maintenance because the family is too busy to take care of such tasks. Number 3.
Pastors in Africa. 5. Prophet Hubert Angel. Ministry. Good News Church. Net worth $50 million. Country of origin, Zimbabwe. 4. Pastor Chris Oyekolong. Ministry, Believers Love World International. Net worth, $70 million. Country of origin, Nigeria. 3. Pastor Enoch A. Adeboy. Ministry, Redeemed Christian Church of God. Net worth, $130 million. Country of origin, Nigeria. 2. Prophet Shepherd Bushiri. Ministry, Enlightened Christian Gathering. Net worth, $150 million. Country of origin, Malawi. 1. Bishop David Oyedepo. Ministry, Living Faith Church Worldwide. Net worth, $200 million. Country of origin, Nigeria.
Teacher and president of Joyce Meyer Ministries. She leads an opulent lifestyle filled with fancy homes and expensive cars. Meyer is another person who preaches prosperity gospel. She tells her audience that if they give to her ministry, God will bless them with their own financial rewards. Back in 2003, the St. Louis Dispatch newspaper piece detailed Meyer's luxurious lifestyle. At that time, the ministry pulled in $8 million a month,
but spent only a tenth of that on charitable works. The rest of the money was used in some interesting ways. The paper found that Meyer's $20 million headquarters has the look and feel of a luxury resort hotel. Local tax officials, in an unsuccessful attempt to get the building on the tax roll, conducted an inventory of the building's contents. The tax assessor's report found that the building contains artwork, furniture, glassware, and equipment worth $5.7 million. This includes a $23,000 toilet. Since 1999, the ministry has bought 5 homes for Meyer and her 4 children. The collective value of the homes is at least $4 million. Meyer and her husband live in a 10,000 square foot Cape Cod style home with a garage that can hold 8 cars. The ministry pays for upkeep on all of the houses. Meyer called the homes a good investment for the ministry and said that the ministry bears the cost of upkeep and maintenance because the family is too busy to take care of Meyer.
And Victoria Osteen. Joel Osteen is known for his big smile and positive preaching. And, oh yeah, having a ton of money. Since becoming the head of Houston's Lakewood Church, Osteen has grown the church's membership to more than 40,000 people. But it's not his preaching alone that's responsible for his fame. Joel Osteen is also a best-selling author and popular motivational speaker together with his wife, Victoria. Osteen met his wife at a jewelry store, and their first date was at the church where they now both preach. In 2017, his reported net worth was somewhere between $40 to $60 million. As a senior pastor, Osteen says he draws no salary from the church, which has an annual budget of $70 million. Instead, he says he fully relies on income from his book sales. The Osteens live in a $10.5 million home that has 6 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, 3 elevators, 5 fireplaces, a guest house, and a pool house. Of course, he also owns Ferraris and Rolls Royces. Osteen is another prosperity preacher who claims that people shouldn't feel guilty for possessing lots of material wealth. Instead, all a person needs to do is thank and praise God for the acquired wealth.
Ministry owns 2 Rolls Royces and a private jet.
If I want to believe God for a $65 million plane, you cannot stop me.
Think Jesus Christ would roll around in a Rolls Royce?
I think he would.
Another rich pastor is Jesse DePlantis.
One of my chandeliers cost more than most people's house. I got 22 chandeliers in the house.
I really believe that if Jesus was physically on the earth today, he wouldn't be riding a donkey.
God told me to have that plane.
Kenneth Copeland, who seems to be the richest pastor in the world.
You get that tithe in that church, you get that offering in that church, you stick it out of the door or something.
Is it okay that a pastor can have a lifestyle like this or not?
Pastors in America and their net worth. Kenneth Copeland, $300 million. Pat Robertson, $100 million. He died June 8, 2023. Joel Osteen, $100 million. Stephen Furtick Jr., $55 million. Charles Andy Stanley, $45 million. Creflo Dollar, $27 million. Rick Warren, $25 million. Jesse DePlantis, $20 million. T.D. Jakes, $20 million. Greg Laurie, $20 million. John MacArthur, $14 million. Franklin Graham, $10 million. John Maxwell, $10 million. Joyce Meyer, $8 million. Paula White, $5 million. John Charles Hager, $5 million. Chuck Swindoll, $5 million. John Piper, $5 million. Bill Hybels, $5 million. And Mark Driscoll, $2.5 million. The top...